Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We've seen an incredible issue relating to the marking of matric examinations that took place last year. We know that there's going to be a knock-on effect from 2020 into 2021. But to help us understand the true effect of the COVID pandemic on matric, we are now chatting to Dr. Anthea Cerecito, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Governing Body Foundation. Anthea, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon to you and listeners.
Anthea, help us to understand. We know that there was a problem with regards to the children not being able to attend class the way they would normally. We're now seeing there's a problem with the marking of examinations. How big is the problem and how has it impacted on last year's matric and then this year's matriculants?
Right. You're asking some big questions here, I think, to which no one has definitive response. But we've got to take the year of 2020 as it was. And we had maybe 2.5 months of it under reasonably normal conditions. And thereafter, each school, each person, each family responded in their own particular way. And so obviously that also affected schools similarly. So we expect some fallout from the numbers of candidates originally registered. So we were going to have 2020 December candidates, but we also had the 2020 May-June candidates who wrote with them. And some of those did not write because they were not able to keep up with the pace. We had those who were left behind. Although they were in schools that were functional, they got left behind because the school went on with a combination of face-to-face and online learning, and perhaps they didn't have data or devices. The good schools amongst those did help all their learners get data and devices so that, in fact, they could continue, and they went on as best they could. It's second best. But then at a later stage, they had sessions where they had face-to-face catch-up times for the learners who felt they hadn't mastered. So it really was dependent this year on the leadership in schools and the motivation. And it didn't always depend on financial circumstances. It did to some extent, but we saw some amazing work of schools led by highly motivated principals, school governing bodies, where they put in every effort they possibly could to help their matriculants, along with the provincial education departments who provided electronic tuition, visual tuition on using media. So, and then there's the camps. We had these camps, and then we had and teaching. I feel very sorry for those learners because they did have 7 days a week school for quite a long time, so enormous effort was put in. So we had a range of things. It wasn't one size fits all. I did see you had a question about gaps. Did it widen the gap between the haves and the have-nots? I fear it probably will display that phenomenon that we have seen in other matters in education. It will apply as well. But I did see, and we really are grateful to the schools who were perhaps classified as have-nots, who put in an enormous amount of effort. And I sincerely hope for those learners that it has been worth their while. So that's what it's like as far as what has happened. You know, I don't know if you want to ask, well, what's going to happen now? Something is happening.
I think our listeners would want to know. And following on that, we'd like to also know whether government is in any way mitigating the loss of school hours by adding percentages to the overall market, whether that will impact only on government schools or on the IEB as well.
Right. Okay. So we have meetings, and this is public school, the governing body associations for public schools. We have regular meetings with the director general And we had one on last Thursday, New Year's Eve. We had one late in the afternoon with them about the marking sessions and so on. There has not been any talk of adding any marks. We've heard whispers of COVID adjustments, but I'm not sure what kind of news that is. It's certainly nothing that we've had officially. And would it affect the independent schools? No, it would not, because we have two examination systems running, that we have the public schools exams and we have the independent schools exams, and their bodies are different. In the end, it all goes to UMALUSI, the quality assurance body. And it's at that point when the results of 1 year are compared with the results of previous years. And they norm the results, the standardization process. And it's at that, in that process, there is sometimes some adjustment, because perhaps an exam was more difficult this year than a previous year, and you don't want 1 year's learners' results to be disadvantaged because of that. Whether a COVID adjustment will come in at that stage, I don't know. I certainly don't have insight there, and no one is talking about it as yet. I think the Department of Education wants to treat this the same way as previous years, because obviously if you'd got your certificate in 2019 and you got it in 2020, you want it to be of equal value. We don't want people to start saying, oh, but you were a 2020 senior certificate writer. Maybe your results aren't worth quite as much. We don't want that, and nor does the quality assurance body. So they're obviously going to take this very seriously. So we have not heard about any mitigation yet. Some standardization will happen, but it would have happened anyway. But it isn't always standardizing up, it's standardizing down sometimes if 1 year's exam is easier than another year's exam. So that's a matter, I think, that we would have to talk about much closer to release of results time. And in fact, UMALUSI will, as the public body that's responsible, will make its statements and do its verification of results, and that would of course include the independent school results as well. They have to be verified and determined as credible and valid and all the other words that they're attached to it.
Well, Doctor, I really appreciate you chatting to us and the listeners today. It's a very traumatic issue relating to our matrics. There's a lot of uncertainty sitting with those matrics right now. We've seen the issues with regards to marking as well, where the groups of markers and teachers have come together are very nervous about COVID, but we can only hope for the best and that the class of 2020 has the same benefits or advantages or future as the previous year's class. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Doctor.
Thank you. I'm sure they will be aiming at that.
That was Dr. Anthea Cerecito. She's the Chief Executive Officer of the Governing Body Foundation, and she chatted to us this afternoon about the 2020 matric results and how that's been affected by the COVID pandemic.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.